Welcome to Press Pass and Popcorn, an insider commentary on the entertainment world. This is Ocean.
And hi, I'm Mohar.
The buzz this week is around Ranveer Singh's so-called non-cooperation directive, brought to you by the Federation of Western India Cine Employees, also known as FWICE. Now, the question that is circulating across social media is that, are you for or against Ranveer Singh? Mohar, where do you stand on this?
I very simply, from day one, stand on the fact that any actor, not just Ranveer, shouldn't ideally be allowed to leave a project this last minute because there are too many lives and livelihoods being generated from one project. And, you know, it's just unfair what's happened. That said, I do not support ban of anybody because it's just, you know, it's just wrong. You can't do this.
Exactly.
And they are not even like, I think there's no jurisdiction in that sense of this particular organization banning an actor, which is why Ashok Pandit came out and said that, hey, it's not a ban from our end.
You know, what I think is that an actor can have a change of heart at any minute. And yes, we cannot discount the fact that a lot of lives, a lot of people's livelihoods are dependent on every decision that they make. But then you cannot basically corner someone for a change that they have. And it could be for any reason. Like maybe Ranveer had a change of heart because of the money, his popularity, or it could be any other reason. But there are so many other instances where an actor can walk out from a project. You know, for women especially, it could be a pregnancy or, you know,
A miscarriage,
or marriage, like, you know, Priyanka did in the case of Bharat. Yeah. And everyone was pretty cordial about it. Nobody really dragged it as much as what we're seeing now.
Were they that cordial though?
You never know. But at least it was not as publicized. Like right
definitely
now.
Definitely organizations weren't involved.
Yeah. And right now I feel like there is so much shaming and this feels more theatrical than anything else. It doesn't feel like two parties, you know, indulging in a cold war or like press debates or something like that. Here, the FWICE held like a full-fledged press conference naming and shaming Ranveer Singh. Probably that one actor who has collectively brought people to the theatres in 2026. Whether you like him or not, but he is responsible for much of footfall at the cinemas this year. So you are singling him out and now you are clarifying ki nahi aisa to kuch bhi nahi hai, it's nothing like that. But you know, a lot of people are dependent on his decision. Agreed. But then how much do you think money played a part in this? Because you have covered it extensively.
So yeah, I did cover it. In fact, I was one of the first people to write the story about on the day Ranveer left the film.
Yes.
And from what I have heard from insiders who were working on the project at that time, there were two reasons. Apparently, he was not 100% happy with the script. And the second was the fact that he was asking for a higher remuneration is what I have heard. It's all hearsay unless both parties come and discuss it in public. See, there's nothing wrong in asking for a higher remuneration given that he has delivered a very, very big success, one of India's highest earning films till date. The fact that it was happening that last minute, I think, is the bone of contention. He left the film like roughly 10 days before it was supposed to go on floors. And by that time, the crew had been working on that film for a couple of months. Pre-prod had been done. Venues had been locked. So it's kind of last minute to do that. And that, I think, is the primary bone of contention from XL's end also.
Yes.
What XL is asking here is reparations, which is about 40 crores is what they've asked, is what the news reports are. And Ranveer has taken a signing amount of 10 crores roughly.
Which he returned.
Which apparently he has returned.
Yeah.
So that's where it is at. So XL is expecting that whatever they have spent on the film is returned by the actor who's causing the damage to the film in that sense, right?
Yes.
Which one understands.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a fair ask though. Because I think Ranveer was happy to do another film which they could have aligned on and they could have let this go. It has clearly become an ego tussle more than anything else at this time. Because one of the first things that happened was the matter went to Guild. Guild suggested that you guys sort out the matter. It is not in our purview to decide what you both should be doing. If they have legal ground, they should have gone to court. But there was a letter, I think, that was sent to the FWIC, and the FWIC decided that they want to use their power to ban an actor? And it just makes no sense. See, I do believe that, you know, this shouldn't have happened. And I am going to lean a little towards Excel's side. I'm also going to say that you cannot ban an actor.
Exactly.
Because if you're saying that this is right, then this sets a very dangerous precedent. Anyone who wants to kind of cause like singling out of a person or ostracization of an actor, this can be done tomorrow. This can become a bigger problem. Suppose, for example, we take the example of the fact that someone's gotten pregnant on the film and they have left the project. So you're saying that the pregnant woman should be banned for not giving reparations? Now, that's a very dangerous precedent that we could be setting on this. So I don't know. I think we should just talk and sort it out, man.
And the irony is that Excel has been a part of Ranveer's massive successful projects like Dil Dhadakne Do or Gully Boy for that matter. And I feel like a lot of Bollywood collaborations happen out of mutual trust and understanding. The contract comes much later. It's the friendship that transcends into projects and ultimately you grow. And also for the fact that Farhan has not made a directorial in like, what, 15 years? So everybody was looking forward to this. But then again, the fans are arguing that, oh, so what if he didn't like it and walk out of it last minute? You know, somebody said, I read this comment somewhere like, no Dawn 3 is better than a bad Dawn 3. Like,
but you why would it be bad?
So because you are forcing someone to be a part of a project that they don't want to be.
I'm sure... Okay, from whatever we have seen of Farhan Akhtar as a director, I don't think he's a bad director to begin with. So I don't think he'd make a very bad film. And also, you know, since we are on this, I also want to address the fact that one thing that's going viral right now is that people are jealous of Ranveer's success. Can we just clear that out? That this is not a case of people being jealous of Ranveer Singh's success.
And he was signed way before Dhurandhar.
Exactly.
I mean, Farhan didn't anticipate the magnitude of Dhurandhar. This came like a bonus point. Like, okay, point, now yeah. This man is really in the picture and people are loving him again after he had like a very lull time, you know, for his previous movies and the choices that he made. So Farhan could have really milked this left, right and center. But then again, as a producer, you feel for him because maybe he just cannot afford this guy's money. Also, assuming he must have spent a lot on pre-production. So
also, we're forgetting the fact that his actress did get pregnant and could yes. not be on the project.
And he didn't take her to the producer's
didn't.
Guild. So he has a heart. You can say he has a heart. He's not doing this out of spite.
Spite or jealousy or any of this. There's genuinely some sort of a... bad. We weren't part of those meetings, right?
We wish to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah,
they have these meetings.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, we weren't a part of those meetings. But I'm guessing that there was really something that got really wrong over here. It's unbelievable otherwise how two people who have worked with each other for so long can have this sort of an issue and are unable to sort it out with, you know, behind closed
conversation.
Doors.
Exactly. So, now that it's in the public, because we've seen a lot of actors, you know, say it out loud that we did this movie for free. We did this movie because, you know, the producer is my friend and I thought, you know, let me just go with it. I trust his instinct. So if Ranveer could have done that, it would have been a bigger achievement on his part. Like today you have helped him. Maybe later this might work in your favor and, you know, the friendship would have remained amid all of this. But now that we have come so far in dragging both parties, unfortunately, that we can only hope that it reaches some respectful settlement. Because like you said, if this ban trend continues, it can be exploited
a lot.
And I think
the suffering party will be the women. Unfortunately, it will be the women who will suffer more than the men in this industry.
Because I thought we were just getting out of the 8-hour work debate.
Exactly.
Courtesy of his wife. And now I feel like in the coming days, every journalist is going to ask a random actor this question. What do you have to say about the ban? Like, we're going to see this coming. Like, we can spot trends. We're going to see this coming. Every actor out there is going to be asked, do you think a ban on an actor is the right or the wrong thing to do? And this is going to go on for months till somebody reaches a decent settlement in this situation.
I did have a chat with a couple of people who are working with Ranveer on Pralay, which is his next film.
Yes.
And it turns out that there is, as much as they are understanding where the situation is at, they believe it's not going to affect them very much. Insiders working on the film feel that the film is going to be largely unscathed. They can shoot it at a different location where different local bodies are involved. And in such a scenario, I think the people who are suffering are the people who work as daily wage workers in this industry.
Yes.
So the very organization that is responsible for taking care of the needs of the daily wage workers have caused them to lose out on money.
By imposing
a ban like this. I just don't understand how did they think this is a great idea.
You know, we have seen a lot of examples before, Ranveer, where the FWIC has gotten involved in situations where, you know, they imposed a ban on Diljit because he worked with Pakistani actress Hania Amir. But then also, we've also seen how they've given a free pass to a Me Too accused like Sajid Khan, saying that everybody deserves a second chance to work.
Sajid Khan did do his two-year time, though. He did not work for those 2 years, after which he was...
And this was when he participated in Big Boss.
2 years before that, he was banned for 2 years. That was a limit that was that was decreed. And he did his time and then he went on to work on Big Boss, which is, well, I think the punishment for him was not harsh enough. And that's unfortunate. And clearly the Federation didn't have a problem with that.
And I feel like they don't have a uniform rule on what can or cannot be banned. Because it's like, you know, we just wake up and we see a problem and now let's just get involved and create a show out of it where none of it is resolved. Because we saw Ranveer give this really corporate style statement when the ban was announced. And honestly, I felt like as if, you know, AI wrote that statement with
all
like...
you know, AI did write
it. And it had your basic words of maturity, dignity, grace, the usual things that you add in a statement. Now, the funny thing is, I do agree with him on this, that he doesn't need to respond to the Federation. Because A, it's not even the correct forum to deal with this. The fact that Farhan went over there, you know, it's like going to a toothless tiger. Keep you please come and solve my problems. But the max you can do is just blow a trumpet out in the public saying that, oh, look, this is what has happened. And here is the victim and here is the accused. Now you all decide what is right and wrong. Whereas if you go to see, nothing is really coming to a point where anything is going to get resolved.
I do think that at some point, someone's going to sit across the table and decide what
maybe they
can
both,
or cannot be done on
maybe
this.
Maybe they both just wake up one day and realize that they have caused enough public harm by putting themselves in this circus. And maybe I hope Farhan realizes that he literally went to the wrong forum.
I'm sure he went to the right forums as well. I do think the matter, if they are not able to amicably sort it out, is going to go to court. And well, then the court will decide.
I mean, he should have gone to the court in the first place.
I agree. I think the court must have said, yeah, sort it out, guys, between yourself. Do an out-of-court settlement, which is what, you know, a lot of producers, especially industry people, do not want to go to court. Like, even when serious things happen, like, say, for example, there's a very famous movie which has been caught in a censor battle, and there's been a court case on the censorship as well of that film. The court said that, guys, please sort it out and, you know, try and do an out-of-court settlement sort of thing, because it's just, it does waste a lot of court time.
Yeah. And I feel like this has just resulted in two people being silent. The Federation talking on one's behalf, spokesperson talking on the other's behalf. And I feel like at the end of it, both of them are going to walk away out of this because they don't have the financial burden of, I mean, I get it, like the crores and crores of money involved in this. But the real ones to suffer are your daily wage workers,
100%.
Your technicians, your spot 100%. Boys involved in this project. Both of them will remain untouched. Farhan will go his way, Ranveer will go his way. We only feel bad for the people who are actually going to get suffered for
Absolutely.
This. So if the Federation can do something, what they can do is for these people, instead of just creating this drama and circus out of this situation, to just be in the spotlight and, you know, make a statement to the media and like, you know, look at us, how right we are, but look who's suffering.
Yeah.
Even the people at the press conference, or Ashok Pandit for that matter, the people who are talking, are not going to bear the brunt of this. You are just voicing something that you've heard and seen. Again, for them also, it's hearsay. I don't know how far they are involved in this. But a good thing that can come out of this is where the financial burden of these people can reach some sort of settlement versus a Ranveer or a Farhan debate.
You know, another thing, and just to round off our conversation, I would like to say is that I do think it also portrays our industry in a very bad light.
Yes, it does.
That we are not able to sort out
we are absolutely
our
immature.
Internal problems, and we make a public ruckus out of it. And it's unfortunate. And I'm sure these two very matured, very dignified actors can figure a way of finding a middle ground somewhere. I wish the Federation had actually played a role in mitigating the matter
yes.
instead of blowing it out of proportion.
Yes.
But unfortunately, here's everyone and here's what's happened. And let's see where this goes from here.
Absolutely.